Delphi. Grandmaster Julie Scott, SRC. All people of goodwill should consider themselves citizens of Delphi, UNESCO. Few traditions in the history of the world have exercised greater influence in their time or inspired more intrigue throughout the ages than Delphi.
For centuries, kings, generals, philosophers, and common people consulted the oracles of Delphi before making any major decisions. The injunction, "Know thyself," inscribed on the wall of the ancient temple of Apollo at Delphi, still inspires many people today. Socrates invoked the words of the Oracle of Delphi at his trial, in order to make the point that ultimately ended his life. Every 4 years, on off years between the Olympian Games, a truce was called, so that the ancient Greeks could gather in Delphi for the Pythian Games, which included not only athletic competition, they also included contests in art and music. The omphalos, a conical-shaped stone, marked the navel or center of the world, which the ancient Greeks believed was located in Delphi. The Greeks always kept their sacred flame burning in the Holy of Holies, in the Temple of Apollo at Delphi. More recently, one of the most fascinating transdisciplinary scientific inquiries into the ancient world centered around Delphi. This issue of the Rosicrucian Digest explores these remarkable aspects of the ancient Delphic tradition and more. To begin, let us consider the site. Delphi is perched on the southern slope of Mount Parnassus, one of the holy mountains of Greece. The surrounding cliffs were called the Shining Ones by the ancient Greeks. Delphi is 110 miles, or 180 kilometers, northwest of Athens, and 6 miles, or 10 kilometers, north of the Gulf of Corinth. Before the Olympian gods invaded Greece, an Earth Mother tradition existed in Delphi for centuries, possibly millennia. The word Delphi comes from the Greek word Delphus, meaning womb. The omphalos, or navel, symbolized by a carved stone, was placed at the location the Greeks believed was the exact center of the world. What closer connection have any of us had to our mothers than through our navel? Terracotta figurines of female deities or priestesses, including some seated on three-legged chairs, dating to 1600 BCE, were found in the area. And in the nearby Carisian cave, thousands of knuckle bones were found. These bones are the hooves of sheep and goats that were used to draw lots or to obtain yes-no answers. They date from the even earlier Neolithic period of 5000 to 3000 BCE. There were at least four phases of worship in Delphi. First, there was the worship of the Earth Mother, Gaia, or Gay, followed by Themis, daughter of Gaia and Uranus, goddess of divine order, then Phoebe, a sun goddess, and finally Apollo, the sun god and god of music, poetry, art, cures, and prophecy, who arrived in the area sometime before the 8th century BCE. There were many temples dedicated to Apollo around the ancient Mediterranean world, and at least four temples were built for Apollo at Delphi. The ancient travel writer Pausanias reported that the first temple of Apollo was made of laurel branches, the second temple of beeswax and feathers, and the third one of bronze. The first temple was probably a hut. The second and third were sturdier structures later destroyed by a fire and an earthquake. The final temple of Apollo was grand beyond all imagination. The temple complex included the Sacred Way, a path lined with thousands of statues that had been donated to Delphi in gratitude for the advice or protection the oracles had given wealthy